You know, before I start, I.
在我开始之前
，I just want to say a few words.
我只是想说几句。
Concerning our brother Wei.
关于魏弟兄的。
You know, these past 2 weeks.
你知道，在过去的两周之内
the memory of brother Wei continued to linger in my mind.
魏弟兄，关于魏弟兄所有的记忆在，在一直在我心思念意念中回灵。
The passing away of our brother is a big loss to the church, corporately, and also to me personally.
我真的，我从心里真心相信，魏弟兄的过世对于教会团体和对于我个人来说都是一个极大的损失。
He is a faithful servant of the Lord.
他是一个神很忠实的奴仆。
Very faithful in matters of.
他对真理的坚守。
Compromising.
他从来不妥协。
Yet on the other hand, he is a very loving father.
另外一方面，他是一个蛮有慈爱的父。
Let me give you an instant that happened.
我给你讲一个例子。
Year 2009, I'm turning to 50 years old.
2009年的时候，我是我五十岁的生日那一年。
I received an unexpected call from Sister Wei.
我收到一个没有预料到的电话，是从魏师母来的。
She said that she's Brother Wei is inviting me to celebrate my birthday.
他说魏弟兄来邀请我与他们一同来庆祝我五十岁的生日。
On the one hand, I'm jubilant and I'm also very surprised.
我一方面非常的兴奋，另一方面非常的惊讶。
How could a spiritual man so busy with a lot of things?Can remember the birthday of a small potato.
如此一个属灵的人物，总是有众多的事物缠身，竟然记住像我这样一个小人。
Yet he is that kind of a person.
他真的就是这样一位人。
A lot of times when people tend to be so-called spiritual, quote unquote,
有许多的时候，人们被称为所谓的属灵人物。
We forgot how to become a human being.
我们就忘记了，我们其实是在肉身里面，我们是人。
Yet this person.Know how to be spiritual, also know how to be human.
这位长者他知道怎么样成为一个属灵的长者，而且同时知道怎么样作为一个真实的人。
He's really a father.
他真的像一个父亲一样。
Another instant.
另外一个例子。
You know, December 31st, I gave my first full message in HCA.
你知道在12月31号的时候，我在西南教会第一次讲道。
And I was very nervous for 2 weeks. I don't really had a good time these 2 weeks.
我有两周的时间，我真的极度的紧张。这两周时间我都没过好。
And you know what? That day, when I spoke, Brother Wei was there.
当我那一天在分享的时候，在讲道的时候，魏弟就坐在那里。
You know, he physically he's not okay already. He go back and forth to the hospital.
就他的身体来说，他已经很软弱了。他出入于医院之间。
If he comes to the meeting, he only had that so-called the Lord's table.Because he physically he cannot go that long.
即使他来聚会里面，他只能在参加波饼的聚会，因为他的身体不允许他有很长时间的这样的劳累。
Yet that day he stayed until I finished my message.
但是那一天他就一直等到我讲完道。
Then the next day he was transferred to the hospital back again.
第二天他就继续又重新被收入到医院当中。
He's really a father.
他真的对我来说是个父亲。
Yet sometimes I feel like, I really miss him a lot.
我时常真是觉得我心里很想念他。
Yet there's a word spoken by Adrian Rogers.
有一句话是Adrian Rogers 弟说的。
It is a very encouraging word.
对我来说很有激励。
He said, the messenger might be gone.
他说，送信息的人也许会走。
But the message continues on.
但说他所传扬的信息一直将持续下去。
And what is this message?
但他所传扬的信息是什么呢?
That we might be the testimony of Christ.
就是我们要成为基督的见证。
Not only in word, but also in deed.
不仅成为言语上的见证，而且是实际行为上的见证。
May the Lord raise up more fathers in the church.
愿神真的是能够兴起更多的有存父之心的这样的弟兄。
Not only teachers of the truth.
不光是讲道的讲师
but also a group of people who really cares about their brothers and sisters
而且是一群人，他是真心来在乎弟兄姊妹。
Yet indeed we are going through a lot of trials. My brother already mentioned.
真的，就如我们弟兄刚才所讲的，我们在这个世界上经历的苦难。
But yet we still need to rise up.
但是我们仍然要坚定的站立起来。
Not only for His testimony's sake.
不仅是我们自己，而是为神的见证。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神真的恩待我们。
Today I want to continue to share with you concerning the matter of worship.
今天我想继续与弟兄姊妹来分享关于敬拜这个主题。
Let's turn our Bible to Malachi chapter 1.
让我们来一同翻到圣经马拉基书第一章。
Verse 6 to 14.
第六节到十四节。
Malachi, the last book of the Bible, of Old Testament.
马拉基书是旧约圣经的最后一卷。
Chapter 1, verse 6 to 14.
第一章第六节到十四节。
I'll read it for you first in English, then our sister will lead you in Chinese.
我先用英文读，姊妹会与混众用中文读。
A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Said the Lord of hosts unto you, O priest that defies my name, and ye say, wherein have we defied thy name? Ye offer bread upon mine altar, and ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that we say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And if ye offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if ye offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto the governor, will he be pleased with thee? Or accept thy person, saith the Lord of hosts. And now I pray you, beseech God, that he will be gracious unto us, that this hath been by your means. Will he regard your person, said the Lord of hosts. Who is then even among you that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do ye kindle fire on mine altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, said the Lord of hosts, neither will I accept an offering at your hand. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and in every place incense shall be offered unto him, and pure offering, for my shall be great among the heathen, said the Lord of hosts. But ye have profaned it, in that ye say, the table of the Lord is polluted, the fruit thereof, even his meat, is contemptible. Ye said also, behold, what a weariness is it, that ye snuff at it, said the Lord of hosts. And ye brought that which was torn, and the lame, and the sick, thus ye brought in an offering, should I accept this on your hand, said the Lord. Be cursed, be the deceiver, which hath in his flock a male, and voweth, and sacrifice unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, said the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen.
马拉基书第一章六到十四节。藐视我名的祭司啊，万军之耶和华对你们说，儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏，请会众一起，仆人敬畏主人，我既为父亲，尊敬在哪里呢？我既为人，敬畏我的在哪里呢？你们却说，我们在何事上藐视你的名呢？你们将污秽的食物献在我的坛上，却说我们在何事上污秽你呢？因你们说耶和华的桌子是可藐视的，你们将瞎眼的献为祭物，这不为恶吗？将瘸腿的、有病的献上，这不为恶吗？你献给你的神长，他岂喜悦呢？岂能看你的情面吗？这是万军之耶和华说的。现在我劝你们恳求神，他好施恩于你们。这网线的事既由你们经手，他岂能看你们的情面吗？这是万军之耶和华说的。深愿你们中间有一人关上殿门，免得你们突然在我坛上烧火。万军之耶和华说，我不喜悦你们，也不从你们手中纳贡物。万军之耶和华说，从日出之地到日落之处，我的名在万方中必尊为大，在各处人必奉我的名烧香， 献洁净供物，因为我的名在万邦中必尊为大。你们却亵渎我的名，说耶和华的桌子是污秽的，其上的食物是可藐视的。你们又说这些事是何等繁琐，并嗤之以鼻，这是今之耶和华说的。你们把抢夺的、瘸腿的、有病的拿来献上为祭，我岂能从你们手中收纳呢？这是耶和华说的。行诡诈的在群中有公羊，他许愿却有酒，这人是可咒诅的。因为我是大君王，我的名在万邦是可贵的。这是万军耶和华说的。
Okay, another verse. Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 20.
翻到，请翻到利未记二十二章。
Verse 17 to 19.
第十七节到十九节。
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and to his sons, and unto all the children of Israel, and say unto them, Whatsoever he be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers in Israel, that will offer his oblation for his, all his vows, and for all his freewill offerings, which they will offer unto the Lord for a burnt offering. Verse 19, Ye shall offer...at your own will, a male without blemish of the beef and of the sheep, of the goats. Verse 20, but whosoever had a blemish, that shall ye not offer, for it shall not be acceptable for you.
利未记二十二章十七到二十节，会众一起读。耶和华对摩西说，你与亚伦和他子孙，并以色列众人说，以色列中的人，或在以色列寄居的，凡献供物，无论是所许的愿，是甘心献的，就是献给耶和华做燔祭的，要将没有残疾的公牛，或者绵羊，或是山羊献上，如此方蒙悦纳。凡有残疾的，你们不可献上，因为这不蒙悦纳。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we come to your word once again, we look up to you for your speaking.
主耶稣，早晨我们来到你话语的光中，我们仰望你的怜悯来再次向我们讲话。
Lord, without your speaking, we are all in darkness.
主耶稣，倘若你不向我们讲话，我们总是在黑暗当中。
Lord, we are living in a polluted generation.
主啊，我们是在一群弯曲悖谬的世代里面。
We need your word to lead us day by day.
我们每日需要向你得以供给话语。
Therefore, we humble ourselves down.
早晨就我们谦卑自己。
To us, Lord, your servant listen.
向我们讲话，仆人的心请听。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Last time I came here, I spoke concerning the principles of worship.
上一次我来到这里，我讲的是敬拜的几个原则。
Worship, how should we worship?
我们怎么样才有敬拜呢？
What is the focus and attention of our worship?
我们敬拜的中心和主要的要点是谁呢？
Well, a lot of times we have a lot of wrong concept concerning worship.
有许多的时候，我们就有许多的误解。
But we should know, in my order of worship, we should come to the right person.
在我们的头脑里面，我们要知道我们敬拜的中心是谁。
A lot of times, you know, our physically we might be here, but our mind is elsewhere.
但有许多的时候，我们的人在这里，但是我们的心思却不在这里。
Today, every time we come to worship God, whether it's a corporate thing or individually, our focus should be the Lord and Lord alone.
今天当我们来敬拜主的时候，不光是在我们的个人生活当中，还是群体的敬拜当中，我们都应该以主。
Because of this, we also know what kind of attitude or kind of attitude we, when we come to worship.
就是我们能够有一个正确的态度来对待敬拜。
Our attitude should be in honor and adoration to the Lord.
我们的敬拜应该是把我们的真爱和我们的尊贵都归给主。
We need to respect who he is and what he has done for us.
我们应该尊主为大，来知道他为我们做了一些何等的大事。
Then we come to the third point. What is the place of worship?
到第三点就是我们敬拜的地点在哪里呢？
It's not just physical thing.
这不光是一个是关于地点这件事情。
The Bible tells us we should worship Him in spirit and in truth because God is a spirit.
圣经上教导我们说，我们应该在心里诚实里面来敬拜他，因为神就是灵。
When we worship Him in spirit, then God is glorified.
如果我们在灵里面敬拜神的话，神就得到了他所当得的荣耀。
And when we come together to worship, He is glorified.
当我们来群体一同同心来敬拜神的时候，神得着荣耀。
Then we come to what is the motive of worship?
我们又讲到不同种的敬拜。
What is the motive?
就是我们敬拜的动机吗？
Our motive is just for God and God alone.
我们敬拜的动机是神，唯有神。
And this is also the joy of worship.
这就是我们敬拜喜乐的缘由。
With His presence, everything is okay.
只要神与我们同在，凡事都没有问题。
I'll tell you, of all the things we have, His presence is the most important thing.
让我来告诉你，神的同在是超乎所有事情之上的一件最主要的事情。
More important than promises, more important than blessing, more important than provision, more important than protection.
比神的供给，比神的祝福，比神的保护更加主要。
If you have all these things without God's presence, then everything is nothing.
如果没有神的同在的话，其他的事情都不可谈。
Today we desire His presence.
今天我们真的要渴慕他的同在。
We should have this kind of a prayer, Lord, you are what we need, and we will settle for nothing less.
我们今天应该有这样祷告的心智，就是主啊，你是我们唯一需要的，没有你，我们就什么都没有。
This is the most important thing.
这是最主要的一点。
It is His presence.
就是他的同在。
Then what are the things that prevent us from worshiping Him?
有什么东西会阻拦我们来存真实的心敬拜神呢？
Or let me say it in this way, what are the things that prevent us to have His, enjoy His presence in our worship?
换句话说，就是有什么事情能够阻拦我们带着喜乐的心真实的敬拜神呢？
The first thing is our sin.
第一点就是我们本身的罪。
It's always that hindrance between us and God.
总是有一个罪的结果就是阻拦我们与神和之间的交通。
Every time we come to worship, we need to deal with our sin first.
每一次我们来到神的面前来敬拜神的时候，我们首先要对付自己里面的罪。
Secondly, we need to deal with our heart.
第二点，我们要对待我们自己的心。
Do we love Him more than other things else?
我们是不是爱主超过一切其他的事物？
You know, a lot of times we feel like we Christians are so smart, we can also love the world and also love God at the same time.
有的时候我们觉得我们作为基督徒我们很聪明，我们不光能爱神也能借。
So from Monday through Friday, we focus on our worldly stuff, then from day evening to the Lord's day, we love the Lord.
从周一到周五我们可以把我们的注意力都集中在这个世界上面，从周五的晚上到礼拜天我们再来集中在神的身上。
It's just like a husband telling your wife, okay, Monday through Friday, I love one woman, and you know, Friday through Sunday, I love another woman.
就如果用妻子和丈夫的比喻，就像一个丈夫对他的妻子是这样的态度，礼拜一到礼拜五爱一个人，然后礼拜五的晚上到礼拜天又爱另外一个女人。
If your relationship is like that, the first day you will have a problem, a big problem.
如果你存这样的心态的话，你真的是有很大的问题。
Brothers and sisters, today after we got saved, we are married to Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我要向你陈述一个事实：今天我们是耶稣基督的心腹。
We love Him and only Him alone.
我们爱他，唯一爱他。
Yes, we have a lot of responsibilities.
是的，我们有许多的责任。
But our heart belongs only to Him.
但是我们的心单单的归给他。
That's why the Lord said, not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
所以圣经上说，爱这个世界及其世界上一切，因为这样的话，爱父的心就不在他的里面。
This is not only an encouragement, this is a commandment.
这不仅是一个激励，这是一个对我们的命令。
The third one, we need to give credit to whom credit belongs.
第三点，我们要把当得的这个把他当得的credit， 就是把他当得的那一份给他。
Today I heard the prayers of some of the brothers and sisters this morning.
今天我听到弟兄姊妹的一些祷告。
And I really amen to this.
我真的阿门这他们这些祷告。
But our life and our being, you know, it's all because of Him.
我们所有的心思意念。身体都是因为神。
In other words, today we are living is all because of Him.
换一句话说，我们今天整个人的生活全都是依靠在神的身上。
You know, a lot of times when we have some success in our life,
有时候我们在我们的生活当中一些些许的成功。
A lot of times we give credit to ourselves, we give credit to other people.
这样的时候，我们有的时候就会是我们自己的成就或者其他人的帮助。
Today we can be here, it's all because of Him.
今天我们要说的是，我们能够在这里，全是因为神的怜悯。
You might be the most intelligent person in this world.
你也许是这个世界上最有智慧的人。
Without the Lord, you are nothing.
但是如果没有主的话，你一文不值。
Lastly,
最后一点，
we should be subject to the Lord of all.
我们应该真的是屈膝并且顺服于神的主权之下。
the children of Israel had a problem with God because they are stiff-necked people.
以色列的民众，他们最大的心结就是他们是硬着颈项的一群人。
They knew already what is right, yet they said, I will do the other way.
他们知道什么是正确的，却硬着颈项选择另外一条道路。
Isn't it this is also our condition a lot of times?
有许多的情况下，这不是我们心里的症状吗？
We pray, Lord, show me thy way.
我们经常祷告说，主啊，带领我。
And he really show us his way.
如果主真的是把他自己的道路在我们的心里的时候，
Yet we feel my way, Lord, is better.
那我们有的就觉得我们自己的道路更加的好。
Then how can we have his presence?
那我们怎么能够经历他的同在呢？
Brothers and sisters, may we really focus on this matter.
今天弟兄姊妹们，我们怎么样才能把我们的焦点放在这个神的同在这件事情上呢？
We desire his presence.
我们真的渴慕他的同在。
Not only as a corporate body, but also individually.
不仅是作为一个群体，而且是个人，我们都真是渴慕他的同在。
Now today I want to share how could we keep this enthusiasm in our worship.
我今天要讲的是怎么样能够在我们的敬拜中使我们的热情一直如火眺望。
A lot of times we feel like, you know, every time we come to the meeting, is it meeting again?
有的时候我们经常要来到聚会的时候，我们心里的想法是又要聚会了吗？
You know, let me tell you a story. There is a pastor who went to visit one of the church members.
让我告诉你一个故事，就是有一个牧师他去探访一个弟兄姊妹。
This brother haven't been to the meeting for so.
这个弟兄已经有很久没有来聚会了。
He gave all the kind of excuse.
有许多的理由不来聚会。
Oh, I'm so busy in the farm.
我在我的农场里面真的很忙。
Oh, my children is sick.
我的孩子生病了。
And it's also raining.
外面在下雨。
Then the pastor said, it's raining here, but in the meeting hall it's dry, right?
那这个牧师就说，是的，外面在下雨，但是我们聚会的地方是没有下雨，是干的。
And he said, yeah, that's also one of the reasons it's so dry.
他就说，那是我另外一个不来聚会的原因，因为我的里面真的很干枯。
We know what is he referring to.
你知道他在讲的是什么？
Every time we come to the worship, sometimes we feel so dry. What's the problem?
我们经常来聚会的时候，我们里面觉得很干枯。
You know, when the children of Israel come before the Lord,
这是什么问题呢？当以色列人来到主的面前的时候，
Especially during the time of David and the early part of King Solomon,
特别是在所罗门王起初的时候，
they are all come with rejoicing in their heart.
他们都是存在着喜乐的心来敬拜神。
They always had this preparation, their heart is focused, and you know, think that day to happen.
他们期待并预备好那一天来见神。
You know, and they also prepare all the you know, all the offerings, the best of the best.
他们预备上好的祭物。
And while they're, you know, ascending to Mount Zion,
他们来登耶和华的山。
They start to sing the praises of Zion, sing the songs of Zion.
他们开始唱锡安的歌，
Because they look forward for that day.
因为他们真的希望来敬拜神。
That God and men and God come together and enjoy one another.
神和人，人和神来彼此享受同在。
This should be the kind of attitude we have when we come to worship.
这是我们应当有的态度，当我们来到聚会的时候。
As we start to live and walk on Monday through Friday.
我们然后到礼拜一礼拜五的时候我们继续。
We look forward for that Lord's day when we come together as one body to worship him.
我们就期望着那一天赶快来到聚会的那一天。
This should be the kind of attitude, the kind of a heart that we come before the Lord.
这应该是我们心存的真实的态度来在神面前的敬拜。
Yet when we come to Malachi chapter 1,
但是我们到马拉基章，
it's totally a different kind of story.
迥然不同的一个故事。
Let me read to you verse 13.
让我来为你读十三节。
He said, "Ye said also, behold, what a weariness is it?"
马拉基书十三节说，你们又说这些是何等繁琐。
Oh, what a weariness!
何等繁琐。
In the Hebrew text, it means, "Oh, what trouble!"
用希伯来话就是说是对，真是一个重担。
In our words, we feel like it's a burdensome.
或者来说是一个真很麻烦。
So、sometimes you ask the children, "Let's go to the meeting." Oh, meeting again?
有的时候你要来聚会的时候，心里想，哦，又要聚会了。
And the meeting never stops.
从来没有停止聚会。
Or sometimes we say, "Oh, give me a break."
有的时候你会想，让我休息一下吧。
Then what's the reason we have this kind of attitude?
那我们为什么会心存这样的态度呢？
When we come before the Lord, there should be rejoicing in our heart.
让我们来到神的面前的时候，我们应该心存喜乐。
It is a privilege.
这真的是我们的特权。
Other people decide they cannot make it.
他们想要，但是他不能享受。
We are the ransom one. We have this privilege.
我们有这样的特权，做神的儿女。
Feel like what weariness it is, what troubles, what burdensome it is.
但是我们现在心里的态度是，这是何等的繁琐，何等的麻烦，何等的重担。
What's really the problem?
这到底是什么样的问题呢？
Number one, the problem is the problem of the heart.
第一个，这是我们心里不正常的态度。
If our heart is not ready, this is all kinds of things start to happen.
如果我们心里没有预备好，最后就会出现这样的结局。
You know that day when we before we are saved, our heart, you know, our heart comprises of four things.
在我们我们的心，在我们被得救之前，哪怕现在我们的心里有四个方面。
I'm a little bit too fast. You know, the human body is composed of three parts: the body, the soul, and the spirit. Everybody knows about that.
每个人都知道，人的身体是包括灵魂体。
Now, where is the heart?
我们的心在哪儿呢？
The heart.Is what consists of the mind, the emotion, and the will, plus one part of the spirit called conscience.
我们的心其实包括四个方面，就是思、意念、情感，还有第四个部分就是人的良心。
And because of that, we need to guard our.
因为我们要保守我们的心。
Because the foundation in our relationship with God.
因为我们的心是我们与神建立密切关系的一个基础。
If our heart is not right.Everything starts to go wrong.
如果我们的心不正确的话，所有的事就会往反方向发展。
That's why in Psalms 51, King David said, "Give me a clean heart, O God."
因此诗篇，五十一篇，大卫王就说，给我一个清洁的心。
He knows that if his heart is dirty or is contaminated or polluted, then his relationship with God will never be normal.
他知道，如果他的心是被世俗沾染，是不洁净的，那肯定是会影响他与神之间的关系。
Before we are saved, isn't it these are conditions?
那这就是我们的要先决条件。
Our mind is polluted.
我们的心如果是受污染的。
We might know a lot of things about the word of God.
我们会知道许多关于神的事情。
But yet we are still in darkness.
但是我们还是在黑暗当中。
Isn't that is the experience of the apostle while he is Saul of Tarsus?
所以这就是使徒保罗还在当大使罗的时候的光景。
He's a Pharisee. He knows about the Bible.
他是法利赛人，他完全的了解圣经。
Yet he started to persecute the Christian.
但是他却残害基督徒。
He might know a lot about the Old Testament.
他也许知道许多旧约。
But he's still in darkness.
但是他仍在黑暗当中。
This is the condition of man that is not in Christ. The mind is corrupt in darkness.
这就是一位不在基督里面的人，他的心思意念不洁净的光景。
How about his emotion? His emotion, he hates the Christian.
那他的情感是如何呢？他的情感是他憎恨基督徒。
How about his will? His will is a what? A rebellious person.
他的意念是什么呢？他有一个悖逆的灵。
How about his conscience? His conscience doesn't have a feeling after all.
他的良心是什么呢？他根本就良心是麻木的。
But that day when the light of the gospel shined upon him.
当他那一天，当神的启示的光照亮他的时候
，Oh, the mind starts to what? See something new.
他的意念，他的心思意念里面就看见一个新的图像。
He started to the person whom he is persecuting is Christ himself.
他知道他一直在残害的那其实就是基督。
And his emotion changed.
他里面的情感就开始变化。
From a hater to a lover of Jesus.
从一个憎恨基督的人到一个基督的恋慕者。
And his will also start to change.
他真的开始他的意愿也开始改变。
He started to be subject to the lordship of Christ.
他开始来遵循神的主权。
How about his conscience? His conscience becomes so sensitive.
他的良心也变得如此的敏感。
But brothers and sisters, isn't this also our story?
弟兄姊妹，这不是也是我们的故事吗？
But the story doesn't end here.
但是我们的故事不是只是在这里就停下来了。
The Bible tells us we need to have renewed day by day.
圣经上说我们要每日更新而变化。
You know, this is not only a once in a matter.
这不是过一阵子有一只这一次的事情。
A lot of people start to preach this kind of gospel that after you got saved, everything is okay already.
有许多的人传讲的福音就是只要你信了，一切问题都解决。
Our mind is renewed, our conscience is sensitive, then our emotion, we love the Lord already, and afterwards our will are subject to the lordship of Christ.
就是当我们得救，当我们信了耶稣的时候，有传讲的就是当我们信了耶稣以后，我们的心思意念转变，我们就开始遵循神的旨意，我们就对圣灵很敏感，这一切的事情。
But if we check our experience, is it really that kind of a condition we are in?
那我们是不是这样的状况呢？
If we are under the light,
如果我们是在光中行走，
then our mind is renewed day by day.
那我们里面的心思意念就日新月异。
That's why Paul had that desire that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
所以保罗有这样的心智，就是在神的复活里面认识他。
He knows that after he got saved, it's only a beginning.
所以他说他知道他认识主只是一个开始。
Yet in the eyes of God, truly in the eyes of God, it's already been accomplished.
是的，在神的眼中一切都完成了。
Because God is eternity.
因为神是永恒的。
But we are still living in time.
但是我们还在时空的限制之下。
We need to be transformed day by day.
我们真是每日的心思要更新而变化。如果我们要心思更新而变化，
we need to continue to live in the light of the gospel.
需要一直持续的活在耶稣福音的光中。
One day when we start to say, "Oh, let me wander around."
有一天你会说让我稍微偏走一点。
Sooner or later, we got our mind start to be corrupted, and there is the domino effect.
不久我们的心思意念就会遭到污秽，然后就像多米诺效应一样，全都倒塌。
I know of a brother. He is a very good brother.
我知道有一位很好的弟兄。
He is even the elder of the church.
他甚至是教会里面的长者。
He is a very gifted one.
他真的很有恩赐。
And he's also a Sunday school teacher.
他也是主日学的教师。
But one day he felt like, let me try something new.
有一天他突然告诉自己，让我试一些新的事物。
He got to be involved in the worldly matters.
他就开始把自己卷入一切世俗的事情。
He turned away from God to the world.
他的心思就从神来转向世界。
You know what happened? He messed up so badly that he committed adultery.
你知道最后他真是失败的一塌糊涂，他甚至真是犯了戒罪。
Is he a saved person? Yes, he is.
他是得救的吗？是的，他是得救了。
Once he is still under the light.
他这之前他是生活在光中。
God was able to use him.
神可以使用他。
But when that day he decided, I want to love the world, then it's altogether a different story.
但当那一天他决定他要爱世界的时候，这完全是一个不同的故事了。
Today, brothers and sisters, we need to guard our heart.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们需要来真是谨守我们的心。
When we come to worship God,
当我们来敬拜神的时候，
our heart should be in the proper place.
我们的心应该是在一个正确的态度之下。
If our heart is not in the proper place,
如果我们的心不对，
then there is a reaction called how weariness.
我们的反应就是哦，太繁琐了。
Brothers and sisters, if we have that kind of feeling, brothers and sisters, be careful.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们现在有这样的感觉的时候，我们要特别小心。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
When we are under the light,
当我们在神的光中的时候，
then our heart is in that proper place.
我们的心的状态是正确的。
Then we start to receive revelation.
我们就会得到神的启示。
What is this revelation?
神的启示是什么呢？
To Malachi chapter 1,
根据马拉基书第一章，
we receive the revelation. Our God is our Father, our Master.
我们就会知道神的启示就是我们的神是我们的父，我们的神是我们的主人。
Knowing that he is our father is one thing, to realize our father is another thing.
知道他是我们的父是知道他是我们的父是一件事情，但是在实际上又是实行上又是另外一件事。
You know, when we are young, we know our heavenly father is our father.
当我们年轻的时候，我们知道我们的天父确实是我们的父。
We even, you know, memorize this Bible verse, our heavenly Father.
我们甚至都能够背诵这样的经节，我们在天上的父。
But is this a realization in you that He is your heavenly Father?
但是在你的实际生活当中，他真的是你天上的父吗？
When my father passed away,
当我的父亲过世的时候，
then I start to experience and realize that this Heavenly Father is really my Father.
当我父亲过世之后, 我真的开始的确确地意识到, 这位天父就是我的天父。
When I have no way to turn, I turn to my Heavenly Father.
我真的无可走的时候, 我就转向我的天父。
And because He is our Heavenly Father,
因是我的天父,
He demands all our respect and adoration.
所以他真的应该配得我们一切的敬拜。
Every time we come to Him,
每次我们来到神的脚前,
with a half-hearted worship,
如果我们心存二意,
this is the worst kind of heresy.
就是最大的敌对神。
Today when we come to Him, we should have this attitude of honoring Him, adoration, because He is my Heavenly Father.
我们来到神的面前, 是我们应该是存心敬畏的心, 来瞻仰我们的父, 这应该是我们的态度。
When the church in Laodicea is rebuked by the Lord because what? Their heart is not in the proper place.
当老底家教会他们的心的状况不正确的时候,
their heart is lukewarm.
他们的心变得, 不冷不热。
What do you mean by lukewarm?
不冷不热是什么意思呢?
It means to say, I know a lot about God, but I'm not excited about it.
不冷不热就是我知道是关于神很多的事情，但是我就不为这件事情而兴奋。
If one brother is sharing concerning Christ, are you excited about it?
如果一件弟兄，如果一位弟兄与你通关于基督的事情，你心里是不是很感动、很激动？
Or do you feel like I know all about that? I'm not excited about it.
或者你心里想，我都知道了，没有什么可激动的。
Today He is our Heavenly Father. He demands our adoration and our love.
今天他是我们的父，他真是配得我们一切的尊敬和爱慕。
Secondly, He is also our master.
他是我们的主人。
He bought us with a price.
他用重价买赎了我们。
He bought us with His blood.
他用他的宝血买赎了我们。
And because of that, He demands fear.
因此他真的需要我们来敬畏他。
As a father, He demands love and adoration.
作为父亲，他需要我们来尊敬和爱戴。
As a master, He demands honor and respect and fear.
作为一个主人，他真的配得我们一切的敬畏。
Some of you might say, oh no no no, my relationship with God is only love. There is no fear.
那有的时候你也许会说，我和神之间的关系只是我爱神，他爱我，没有惧怕。
This fear, let us turn to Exodus chapter 20.
让我们来翻到出埃及记20章20节。
Exodus chapter 20 verse 20.
出埃及记20章20节。
Okay, and Moses said unto the people, Fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that His fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not.
出埃及记20章20节，摩西对百姓说，不要惧怕，因为神降临是试验你们，叫你们时常敬畏他，不致犯罪。
What kind of fear is this?
这是什么样的惧怕呢?
It is a fear that drives away all fears.
是这个敬畏是消除一切的惧怕。
It is a fear that causes you not to sin.
这个敬畏就是让你不至于犯罪。
It is a fear that causes you to be alert, that you will not do anything to what? To despise God.
这种敬畏就是让你有一个非常警醒的心，而不至于轻视主的名。
Let me say it in this way. It is kind of fear that we will do everything just to please Him.
换句话说，就是这个敬畏的心，让我们尽我们一切的能力和所有来尊敬他。Every
time you make a decision,
每次你要做一个决定的时候,
you have this fear in your heart.
没有这样的敬畏的心。
I want to do this in order according to His will and to please Him.
我做这样的决定是为了来讨神的喜悦。This
is the kind of fear that we need to have.
这是我们应该有的敬畏的心。
The problem of Christianity nowadays, there is no fear of God.
在基督教里，今天最大的问题是在他们的心里没有敬畏的心。They
feel like since God loves me and that's it.
他说，如果神愿意的话，如果神允许的话，那就行了。No,
if God loves me and that's it.
如果神爱我们的话，这就一切都解决了。And
if I sin against Him, He surely will forgive me. This is not fear.
如果神爱我的话，我犯罪了，他也会赦免我。I
know a person. He is a gay.
我知道有一个人他是同性恋。And
he said, you know, I know it's wrong.
他说我知道这样做不对。But
you know what he said? But God will forgive.
他说但是神会赦免我。This
is not right.
这是不对的。Today
we love him because he is our father. We fear him because he is our master, and we will not do anything to what? To despise him or to cause him to be angry.
那今天我们知道神是我们的父，我们要尊敬他。我们知道他是我们的主，所以我们要敬畏他。 所以我们要尽我们所能去，不要去羞辱他的名，令他生气。
So firstly, we need to what? We need to guard our heart. We need to know to guard our heart.
所以第一点，我们要谨守我们的心。
The secondly, we need to what? We need to realize He is our Father and He is our Master.
第二点，我们要意识到他真的是我们的父，是我们的主人。
Number three, we need to reverence His name.
第三点，我们要敬畏他的名。
When the children of Israel heard Malachi saying that you despise my name, they are so startled, they are surprised. How can I despise God's name?
当这个以色列民众说听到神对他们说你藐视我的名，他们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名？
You know, the Jewish people is really outwardly they are very conscious concerning the name of God.
犹太人在外面来说很注重神的名。
You know, some of these so-called Orthodox Jews doesn't even want to pronounce God's name.
有一种犹太人是正统的犹太人，他们甚至不敢发这个神的名的音。
I might pronounce his name.
他害怕发音。
And you know those who try to copy the Torah.
他们要来抄这个经节的时候。
Every time they come to the name of God, they change their pen to a new one.
他们每次遇到神的名的时候，他们都换一个新的笔。
To such an extent, they take a bath when they write the name of God.
有的时候他们甚至碰到要来写主的名的时候，他们去要。去来洁净自己，洗个澡。
Yet in Malachi said you despise my name.
但是在马拉基书上说你藐视我的名。
How do we despise his name?
我们怎么藐视主的名了呢？
A lot of times we despise our God's name because of our attitude.
那神就说有许多时候我们的状态不对。
Sometimes we despise his name because of our service.
有的时候就是因为我们的服事不对。
Here it says here that a lot of people at the time of Malachi they brought offerings that are lame, that are blind, that are sick.
在这里所说的就是这些以色列人他们所献的祭物有瞎眼的，有腿的，有病的。
When you love God, is this the kind of you present before God?
如果你爱神，你会把这样的祭物献给神吗？
Malachi had this kind of an illustration. If the governor come to your house, what do you present before him?
那马拉基书这里说，如果省长到你的家里，你要给他献上什么样的礼物呢？
Do you present a sick animal?
难道你要献有病的寄生给他吗？
Well, let me say it in this way, if you love your wife so much,
或者说如果你爱你的妻子是如此的深重，
Do you give him a second-hand shirt?
你会给他二手的衣服吗？
Surely not, we'll give him the best.
当然不会，你要给他最漂亮的衣服。
But during that time, they present the offerings before God that is lame, that is sick,
但是他们在
that is broken.
但是他们在来到神的饼杯桌子，在来到耶和华的桌子面前，他们所献的祭牲却是瞎眼的、瘸腿的、有病的。
That's why the Lord said, when you do that, you despise my name. It is a sin against God.
所以主就在这里说，你藐视了我的名，是真是在我面前犯了大。
When we come before Him, what is our attitude?
当我们来到神的面前，我都是什么样的
？Lord, may the Lord mercy on us.
愿神恩待我们。
Another thing, when we, how do we despise His name? We despise His name a lot of times through our service.
那有许多的时候，我们藐视神，是因为我们在服事上藐视神。
When we serve the saints, what kind of attitude we have?
当我们来服事圣徒的时候，我们心存的态度是什么样的
？When we come to serve in the kitchen, and the Lord say we bring our food.
当我们主日的时候把献上来摆上我们自己饭食的服饰的时候
What kind of food do you bring?
你拿什么样的饭食呢
Do you bring just the vegetable which your children doesn't like to eat and you just stir fry it and bring it to the meeting?
你只是把你孩子所不喜欢的蔬菜炒一炒拿过来吗
We feel like it is bad for us to throw away the vegetables, so let's just stir fry it and bring it to the meeting hall and no one will know the difference.
你是不是觉得这是扔了怪可惜的，还是炒一炒带到教室来，带到教会来，没有人会注意的。
I'm not saying that you did this. It's just an example. Okay?
我没有说你真的这样做了，我只是举一个例子。
But you know, our attitudes are like that.
那有许多的时候，我们真是心存态度。
When a person is in need,
人有需求的时候
，they need clothing, they need shelter. What kind of service do you give?
他们需要衣服，他们需要房子的时候，我们怎么样服侍他们呢
？Or just give him the furniture that we don't like and we want to throw away.
或者我们只是给他们我们想扔掉的家具。
Well, they need it.
是他们需要。
It's better than nothing.
比没有更好。
If we do that, we are what? We despise God's name.
那如果我们这样做的话，我们真是藐视神的名。
Today, when we come before the Lord, when we worship, we need to give the best and our all.
我们今天来到神面前来敬拜他，我们要把我们最好的给神。
When we serve the saints, we need to give our best.
当我们服侍圣徒的时候，我们要把我们最好的给圣徒。
Because we are not serving men, we are serving God.
我们不是来服侍神，我们不是来服侍人，我们是来服侍神。
Two stories in the New Testament.
让我想起了新约中的两个故事。
Concerning the widow, when he went to the, she went to the temple, he put give two mites in the treasury.
他当这个寡妇来到圣殿里的时候，他放了两个小钱。
In contrast to a lot of rich people putting in a lot into the treasury.
迥然不同的又是与富人他们在奉献了许多的钱
财。
但是当主看见的时候，他说这个寡妇她把她所最好的给了主。
What she gave is all more than what other people gave.
她给的比其他的人都给的多。
Why? Because she gave her all.
为什么呢？因为她把她所有的都给了主。
Today when we serve God, we worship God, we need to give our all.
所以今天我们来侍奉神，我们敬拜神的时候，我们要把我们的所有都给主。
Another incident which we're all familiar concerning Mary breaking down that alabaster box.
在另外一个最好的例子就是玛利亚，她把真纳达香膏打破。
You know that precious ointment, according to a biblical scholar, is brought from India, the mountains of India.
根据那个圣经学者说，这一个香，这些香香膏是极珍贵的，是从印度进口的。
It is so expensive that the Bible says it is worth 1 year's wage.
是如此的珍贵，它甚至价值一年的收入。
And a lot of ladies at that time made and bought this for their wedding.
有许多他们结婚的时候才能拿出来这样的珍宝。
Yet Mary bought that for one purpose, is to give it to them.
但是玛利亚就把这的香膏来献给神。
At that right moment, she broke that alabaster box.
在那时候，她把整坛的香膏打碎，整瓶香膏打碎。
I was trying to think why she broke that alabaster box.
我就揣度她为什么要把那一瓶香膏打碎。
Because there is one thing in her mind, I want to give all and leave no reservation for myself.
他心里想的只有一件事情，就是我把全部的香膏都献给神，不留一点给自己。
A lot of times when we serve, when we worship, do we leave something behind for ourselves to enjoy?
有的时候我们来侍奉主或者敬拜神的时候，我们有没有收纳一点给自己？
Or do we give our all to the Lord?
还是我们把所有都奉献给主？
Mary gave her all to the Lord.
玛利亚把自己所有的都给了主。
Mary gave her best to the Lord.
玛利亚把她最好的给了主。
Because then she broke that alabaster box.
到一个程度，他把整瓶的香膏都打碎。
I was thinking why she broke that alabaster box.
我在想他为什么要把它打碎。
Because I don't want to even to remember it.
他说我甚至不想再纪念这一瓶香膏。
When we serve,
有许多的时候侍奉的时候
90% we gave to the brothers and sisters.
我们给弟兄姊妹90%。
But that 10% we want to leave some memory.
但是有时10%我们想给自己留下一个记忆。
You know, what date and what year I love the Lord, I gave this, I gave that.
你会记下来说某月某日某年我给了弟兄姊妹一个什么样的东西。
But Mary is totally different.
但是玛利亚是完全不一样的。
He broke that alabaster box.
他把那个香膏整瓶都打碎。
Because he felt like everything is for the Lord and nothing else.
他说这全部是为了主，没有一丝是自己。
But you know what?
但是你知道什么？
The Lord said, when the gospel is preached,
主耶稣说当这个福音传遍的时候，
Every time the gospel is preached,
每次当福音传讲的时候，
what this woman did will always be remembered.
这个妇人所做的一切一定要被纪念。
Brothers and sisters, when we give ourselves to the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，当我们把我们自己献给神的时候，
when we give our best to the Lord,
当我们把我们最好的给主的时候，
He remembered,
他真的纪念我们。
And it will never be a waste.
永远不会浪费。
But every time we try to count, I gave to the Lord, is it worth?Then thus,
如果任何时候我们来开始计算我们给主给了多少，那我们就成了犹大。
Judas is always counting.
因为犹大总是在算计。
What a waste.
是不是浪费？
Maybe we can give something else to the poor.
也许我们可以剩一点给那些穷人。
But Mary doesn't even care about that.
玛利亚甚至什么都不在乎。
She gave everything to the Lord because to her it is not a waste.
他把所有都倾倒在主的面前，因为对于他来说没有丝毫的浪费。
He is worthy of all our love, our adoration.
他配得我们一切的敬拜和爱慕。
We need to reverence his name.
我们需要敬畏他的名。
Lastly,
最后一点。
We need to respect the nobility of God.
我们要尊敬主的主权。
In Malachi it says,
在马拉基书。
In verse 16.
16节。
For I am a great king, said the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen.
因为我是大君王，我的名在万邦中是可畏的。
Is the Lord your king?
主是你的大君王吗？
Are you subject to his?
你有没有来顺服于他的主权？
One day, a pastor was telling the congregation that the president of the United States will come to their midst and meet with them.
有一个牧师告诉他的聚会说，美国的总统会来，聚会里来拜访。
Immediately they got so excited.
那会众就变得如此的兴奋。
They start to roll out that old carpet and put something new.
他们就把那个旧的地毯卷起来，然后放上新的地毯。
They start to fix all those leaking faucets.
就开始把那些滴漏的那些水管或者滴漏的地方换掉。
They put new toilets, everything new.
换上新的厕所，都是新的。
To such an extent, they start to repaint.
到一个程度，他们开始来重新粉刷。
And they put a lot of flowers and plants around the meeting hall.
他们放了许多的花和那些植物来装饰这个聚会所。
After all things is done.
当所有的事情做完的时候。
The pastor told him.
牧师告诉他们。
The U.S. president is not coming.
美国总统不会来。
It is the king that is coming to meet with us.
是万王之王要来与我们聚会。
He said you got so excited because you heard that the United States president will meet with us.
你们变得如此的兴奋，当你们得知美国总统要来的时候，你们如此兴奋。
The king of glory is meeting with us every week, yet his house is at ruin.
当有满有荣耀的万王之王与我们聚会的时候，你却不这样觉得。
Brothers and sisters, this thing need to sink in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹们，这些话语应该深深地扎在我们的心里。
Yes, the worldly president and dignitaries, we need to respect them.
是的，这世上的君王，我们应该尊敬他们。
But there's one person that we need to respect more than we respect all these people. He is our king. He is the Lord of all.
但是在这世上有一位配得我们全部的尊贵、全部的敬拜，这就是我们的主、我们的王。
If we keep that, then our enthusiasm, this fire continues to burn in our heart.
如果我们对主的热情如火挑旺，一直燃烧。
Now give me 10 more minutes.
再给我十分钟。
How do we practice this kind of worship?
我们怎么才能把这样的一种敬拜的状态付诸行动呢？
I just gave you a principle.
我只是给你了一些原则。
But how we do in the practice?
但是我们怎么样付诸行
动？ Turn to Exodus chapter 33.
让我们来翻到出埃及记。33章。让我快一点讲。
Chapter 33 verse 15.
出埃及记33章15节。
And he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence.
摩西说，你若不亲自和我同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。
The first thing is we need to have a determination.
第一点，我们要立定心志。
Moses has such a determination.
摩西是如此的立定心志。
Lord, in our worship before you, we got to have your presence.
主啊，在我们敬拜的时候，我们一定要有你的同在。
In going to the good land, we want your presence.
到流奶与蜜之地的时候，我们需要你的同在。
If your presence is not there, bring us not into Canaan.
如果你不同在，你不与我们同去的时候，我们不要进迦南美地。
In other words, what Moses meant is like, Canaan is only secondary. Your presence is primary thing we want.
用换句话说，摩西认为迦南美地只是次好，神的同在是最好。
Brothers and sisters, is this your determination?
姊妹们，这是你的决心吗？
If we have this, we come to the second point. We have a preparation.
如果我们有这样立定的心智，我们来到第二点，就是我们必须要提前预备好。
Chapter 34, verse 2, and be ready in the morning and come up in the morning unto the Mount Sinai.
出埃及记第三十四章，就是你要预备好，清早起来。照耶和华所吩咐的上西乃山上。
When we come to the Lord, are we prepared?
当我们来到主面前，我们心里预备好了吗？
A lot of times I was so surprised some young people came in like they just wake up from their sleep.
我有的时候看到一些年轻人，我看到他们来聚会的时候，就好像他们刚刚从床上爬上来。
They were shorts, they were slippers.
他们真是穿着拖鞋，穿着短裤就来了。
When you said, where the Lord doesn't look at the outward appearance, the Lord look at the heart.
你会说主只不注重外表，只重在内心，你说的是对的。
But let me tell you, what is your outward appearance is the what is the reflection of what is in your heart.
但是我告诉你，你的外表其实反映你内心的状态。
Today we need to have a preparation when we come before the Lord.
所以今天当我们来到神的面前的时候，提前预备好。
We need a determination, preparation.
我们需要有下定决立定的心智，我们要提前预备好。
Number three, we had isolation.
第三点，我们要把自己有独处的时间。
Verse three says, "And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount."
第三十四章第三节, 谁也不可与你一同上去, 遍山都不可有人。
When we come before the Lord, we need really a personal time before between the Lord and us alone.
当我们来到神的面前, 我们必须要有神单处的时间。
You know, I'm not saying that there should not be any corporate prayer meeting. We need a corporate prayer meeting.
我没有说我们不需要团体的敬拜不主要, 我们是需要 会众一起聚集在神的面前。
We need to have services.
我们真的需要这样的侍奉。
But a lot of times we try to put the services in front of our relationship with God.
但是我们把这样团体的聚集就全部与神之间的关系。
Moses can know God face to face because he had that personal time with him.
摩西他之所以与神对面 认识的是因为他有他单独与神相处的时间。
David is a man after God's heart because he is a person who had a personal relationship with God.
大卫是寻求神心意的君王，是因为他与神有个人的交通，亲密的关系。
John wrote the Revelation because he had a personal time with God.
约翰他写了启示录，因为他真的是与神有单独的交通。
Peter get the revelation that the Gentiles and the Jews can be one as the body of Christ because he had a personal time with God.
彼得他为什么认为外邦人可以与犹太人一起分享神的福分，是因为他是在他独处与神独处的时间得到启示。
Our brother Paul, the same thing, he had a personal relationship with God.
那保罗更是这样。
Today we need to have a personal relationship with him.
今天我们要与神有单独亲密的交通。
That's why you can see, even in church history, every spiritual man always had that personal time with God.
所以从圣经的历史和这一切的记录当中，美好的见证就是，所有这样属灵的伟人都有与神单独的时间。
Personal time cannot this personal time can never replace the corporate time.
与神单处的时间永远不能来代替会众与神敬拜的时间。
Because that is our foundation.
因为那是我们的基础。
I saw a lot of young people after they graduate from high school.
我看有许多的年轻人，当他们从高中毕业的时候，
suddenly they just got lost.
突然一下，他们就迷失了。
You know, while they are in high school, they are so busy serving the Lord. They are involved in so many kind of service.
当他们还是在高中生的时候，他们如此的热心的摆上来侍奉神。
And we thought this is it. This is the young people.
我们就会讲这个年轻人真是棒，我们就需要这样的人。
But just in the first year of college, they just got lost.
那甚至上第一年上大学的时候，他们就迷失了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they don't have that personal relationship with God.
因为他们没有与神有亲密的交通。
They thought that being in the service, this is it.
他们认为与在会众一起这样的侍奉就是全部。
Spiritual life depends on our personal relationship.
我们属灵的状态就是完全的依赖我们个人与神的交通要的地方。
After that isolation, we what? We need an expectation.
与神独处以外，我们还需要有一个好的期待。
When you come before the Lord, what do you expect?
当你来到神面前，你期待什么呢？
You know, a lot of times we just come before the Lord because we feel like it is my duty.
有许多的时候我们来到饼杯面前，我们说来敬拜神的时候，这是我们的责任。
Whether I enjoy the Lord or not, it's not really that matter.
我有没有来享受神不主要。
But Moses is not like that.
但是摩西不是这样。
He had an expectation.
他有一个期望。
You know, it says here,
这里说到,
Moses made the tablets of stone.
摩西带着两块石板, 他凿出两块石板,
so to write in the commandments of the Lord.
可以写下来神给他的诫命。
Because when he went to Mount Sinai,
因为他到, 西乃山上,
he's expecting something.
他有期望。
He expects God to talk to him.
他期待的神对他讲话。
He expects God to reveal something to him.
他期待神向他启示。
Today, come before the Lord, what do we expect?
今天我们来到聚会当中, 我们有什么期待吗?
The first thing we need to do is read the Bible.
第一点, 我们一定要读神。
We need to read it through.
我们要彻底的从头到尾。
Sometimes we say, Lord, speak to me, speak to me.
有许多的时候我们说, 神啊, 求你对我讲话。
How does the Lord speak to you? The Lord speaks to us through His Word.
神怎么对我们讲话呢? 神是藉着圣经上来对我们讲话。
There is no shortcut.
弟兄姊妹们, 没有捷径。
We need to read it through.
我们必须要彻底的读圣经。
After we read it through,
我们整本圣经读完。
We need to meditate it out.
我们还要这样, 冥想神的话语。
A lot of times we don't meditate.
有许多时候我们不冥想。
No, after we read, we just forget. 我们读完了以后就忘记了。I've done my duty already.
我已经做完我那一份了，好了，行了。If
you want spiritual nourishment, you need to meditate.
如果你真的需要属灵的高油吗？你需要冥想。
King David said, I meditate thy word day and night.
所以大卫王就是日夜昼夜思想神的话语。
When you read Psalms 23.
当你读诗篇23篇，就是那一句。
The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和是我的牧者。
Do you think how much is in that verse?
你知道有多少的重量在这句话吗？
He said the Lord.
主。
He talked about His majesty.
他讲到他的神性。
When He talked about is.
是。
He is my shepherd.
他是我的牧者。
Not before, not after, but is my shepherd now.
他不是说过去是以后是，而是现在他就是我的牧者。
He is also my shepherd.
他是我的牧者。
Not only your shepherd, but my shepherd.
不仅是你的牧者，更是我的牧者。
He is also my shepherd.
他是我的牧者。
He is leading me in all the way.
他在各方来引导我。
When we try to meditate the word of God,
当我们来默想神的话语的时候，
The light of the God just shine upon us.
神的光就会照亮我们。
We need to meditate it out.
我们真的是想要彻底的默想。
And after meditate, we need to pray it in.
当我们默想出来的时候，我们要开始祷告。That's
why when we come before the Lord, not only we read His word, we meditate His word, we need to pray, Lord, thank you, you are my shepherd.
所以，当我们对待神的时候，我们不光是要读圣经，而且我们要冥想神的话语，我们要祷告，祷告说：“主啊，你是我的牧者。”
After we write it, we pray that we need to write it down.
我们祷告的时候，我们还要再写下来。
We are a group of people who easily forget.
我们是非常健忘的一群人。
Let me tell you, if you go out of this room,
让我告诉你，从这门出去的时候，
you will forget 50% of my message.
你会忘记50%我所说的话语。
After you eat your lunch,
你吃完午餐之后，
maybe 10% remains.
可能只有10%还在你的里面。
When you reach your house,
当你回到家里的时候，
can I ask you, what did I say?
我问你，我今天讲了什么呢？
You start going through your notes.
你就开始看浏览自己的 笔记。
That's the reason you need to write it down.
所以说你一定要写下来。
You need to write it down.
弟兄姊妹们，你要写下来。
After we write it down,
当你写下来的时候，
we need to live it out.
我们一定要活出来。
The word of God is not something objective.
神的话语不是客观的。
It's something subjective that we can experience.
神的话是主观的，我们可以亲身经历的。
So if the Lord is my shepherd,
所以说如果主是我的牧人，
if something comes up, we say, Lord, you are my shepherd, lead.
如果有事情发生的时候，我们就可以祷告，主是我的牧人，
not my
请你带领我。
My will, but your will be done.
不是我的意愿，而是你的意愿被完成。
This is how to apply it.
让我们来试着， 把它活出来。
Then lastly,
最后一点，
we pass it on.
我们把它传接下去。
You know, we need to enjoy and we also need to what? To experience and also we need to preach to other people.
我们不光要享受，我们要 自己行出来，
don't
我们还要告诉其他的人。
You know what? The person who gave the message is the person who gained the most.
那个来传讲这个信息的人是他得益最多的那一位。
And I tell you, I gained the most more than you do.
我告诉你，我得意的比你得意的多。
Because after all this revelation, I just need to pass it on to you.
但是因为我得了这些的启示，我向你传讲。
That's why we need to share it with one another.
所以我们要彼此交通。
This is the kind of expectation we have.
这是我们的期望。
After expectation,
期望之后，
then we have what we call intercession.
我们所说的就是代祷。
Read in verse 9, it says,
九节。
No, sorry. Not after we have this expectation, we had adoration.
希望之后我们就有爱慕。
You say in chapter 8, verse 8, it says, and Moses made haste and bowed his head towards the earth and worshiped.
第八节说，摩西急忙伏地下拜。
After the Lord revealed all these many things to him,
当主向他启示了这些众多的事情，
the first reaction Moses had, he bowed down and worshiped.
摩西的第一反应就是伏地下拜。
In other words, by human alone, we can never see who God is. We can never realize what He has done for us.
换句话说，就人本身来说，我们永远不会知道神，也永远不知道神的旨意。
But thank God for His mercy and grace.
但是因着他的恩典和怜悯。
To such person like me, He is willing to reveal Himself to us.
罪人如我，他也愿意向我启示。
Then what should our response be? We worship Him, we adore Him.
我们的反应是什么呢？我们反应就是我们来敬拜他，我们来敬拜他。
After Moses had this kind of adoration,
当摩西这一个爱慕的举动之后，
he had intercession. Not only intercede for himself, he started to intercede for the children of Israel. And afterwards, we had the observation.
在代祷之后，他会有那样一个静默的观察。
What do you mean observation?
什么叫静待的观察？
Observation is not only to look or observe things, no.
这种静待的观察不光是只是看一看。
Observation means we put it into practice.
而是我们要是持守它。
When God revealed His purpose to us,
当神把他的旨意启示在我们的里面。
He told us where is the way.
他告诉我们我们的道路在哪儿。
We need to start to walk according to His way. This is observation.
我们要照着他的旨意去行这条道路，这个就叫我们来持守。
After we have this observation,
我们这样走，行走在神的话语之后，
there is transformation.
会有变化。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 says,
哥林多后书第3章17-18节，
As we look before the glory of the Lord,
当我们看到神的荣耀，
we are what? We have come from what? From glory to glory.
就变成主的形状，
you know,
荣上加荣。
When we worship God,
当我们敬拜神的时候，
it's not only for God alone.
这不是只是为了神而已。
Really, when we worship God,
当我们敬拜神的时候，
when we come before His presence,
我们来到神的同在里面，
the effect is like we are transformed day by day.
我们本身在日益的更新。
Do you know that? That is such a wonderful thing.
何等美妙的一件事！
You see, that's why when Moses came down from the mount,
所以当摩西从山上下来的时候，
his face shone,
他的脸面发光，
because he is in face with the Lord face to face for 40 days,
因为他和神面对面40天。
That's why when he came down, his face shone, and the children of Israel are even afraid to look at his face.
所以他的脸面发光是如此的荣光， 以色列人不敢看他的脸面。
Today when we are in God's presence,
弟兄姊妹们， 我们今天在神的同在的里面，
do you not know our face shone?
你不知道我们的脸是在发光吗？
There is kind of radiance that come out of us that we doesn't even notice about it.
我们里面有一个荣光从里往外发，我们自己可能也许不觉察。
You might not notice it, but people see it.
你自己可能不觉得，但是个人都能看见。
Some people will say you are different.
那到这样的程度，人们可能会说你与以前不一样。
Brothers and sisters, that is the purpose of worship.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是敬拜的目的。
Sometimes we feel like it's God so he is so insecure, that's why we need to worship Him to give Him glory.
那有的时候你就在想，那神他不觉得安全，他所以他需要我们敬拜他，给他荣耀。
He already had the glory.
他已经得荣耀了。
Even before you praise him, he already had the glory.
你赞美他之前，他已经得荣耀了。
When we worship him, it is only a response towards his glory.
我们来敬拜他，只是来回应他的荣耀。
But the purpose really of worship is that he might transform us day by day.
但是我们同时在他的面光中，我们自己得到更新而变化。 所以当他回来的时候，我们会就更像他。May
the Lord really have mercy on us. Time's up.
愿神怜悯我们。You
know that we put it into practice.
让我们把它付诸于行动。Not
only we know the importance of worship and the principle of worship.
让我们不只知道敬拜的重要性，知道敬拜的目标。
Really through this worship, we had this personal relationship with God.
让我们与神建立的个人之间的关系。
And through this, transform us day by day.
藉着这一切，神就会日益的来更新我们。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们祷告。
Lord, this morning we come before thy presence. Our heart is filled with joy.
主耶稣，我们来到你同在的面前，我们心存喜乐。
You love us so much.
你是如此的爱了我们。
But everything you do is that for our own benefit.
你所做的一切都是为了我们的好处。
That we might be like you.
好叫我们有一日像你。
Lord, a lot of times when we see ourselves,
主啊，有许多时候我们看着自己。
We are far, far behind from your purpose.
只是我们离你的旨意太远了。
Lord, have mercy on us.
主耶稣，愿你恩待我们。
May we continue to come before you.
怜悯我们，让我们可以时常来到你的面前。
That you might change us day by day according to your image.
好叫我们日益的更新，有一天像你的荣形。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。 Amen.